play, we have a lot of fun together. And it also decreases screen time, which we all know that battle. Well, my friends, search for me, Mr. Jim, or Kid Short Stories. So listen to Kid Short Stories on the iHeartRadio.
You, I wish nothing but the best on you. bed. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies, only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone.
Program were pre-recorded.
You are hearing Delilah on WLTW, New York's Light FM.
Hello, good evening, Josh. How are you this evening?
I was hoping you could play a song for my girlfriend.
What's your honey's name?
Her name's Andrea.
What do you want to tell your sweetie pie?
I want to tell her I love her and that she means the world to me.
And what song will do just that?
Whatever you can pick. She means everything to me. A couple months ago, I was going through a rough time, and she stuck it out with me. She helped me see it through.
So how old are you?
I'm 20.
So you're still very young?
Yes, ma'am. She's 18.
Oh, she's very, very young.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a very mature voice, Josh. You sound older than your age.
I've been told that before.
Have you considered going into radio? You have a great voice.
I haven't, actually.
Well, it's a lot of work for a little bit of pay for most people, so I wouldn't suggest it, but it's a whole lot of fun.
It sounds like it is. Yeah, I'd love to have your job.
Well, you're going to have to fight for my job, baby. You're going to have to get fired like 20, 30 times. I got fired 11 times before I reached here, so.
But it's worth it.
It is worth it, and I would do it all over again 1,000 times. Let me play a song for you.
Okay, thank you.
I know you might be up late thinking about someone special. Thinking about somebody who makes your heart go pitter-pat. Or thinking about somebody who's far away and you're missing them. Each night I do my best to choose the songs that will bridge the distance between two hearts. Give me a call or email me at Delilah.com. You're listening to Delilah.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe.
Jason, thank you for calling. This is Delilah.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I got a small situation. I have my best friend. She's recently going through a tough time. She's been divorced for almost a year now. And we'd been friends in high school, and then, you know, we went our separate ways. But then about 2 years ago, we got just started randomly emailing each other. I don't remember how it started, but We started emailing every couple months. Well, then last year in April, she called me just out of the blue. And we talked and then, you know, waited about a month and then we call again. And it turned into we were talking almost every other night, starting at 11 until about 4 in the morning. So
you talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked.
Yeah. And then somehow our relationship sprang out of that.
Mm-hmm. Funny how those long all-night conversations, hanging on to each other's words, blurry eyes, falling asleep with the phone in your hand, and then waking back up and saying, no, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm awake, kind of.
That's how it was.
Mm-hmm. And so, where are you two in your hearts now?
She's healing, and I want more. But at the same time, I don't want to push her to a point where she says, and just leave me alone.
Yeah, don't push at all.
No.
In fact, if you will just kind of quietly turn around and take a few steps away, not that you're walking away, but just one or two steps.
That's the hard part.
I know, because you would crawl across shards of broken glass to be with her.
Yeah, I would. And she's an awesome girl. She really is.
Across the night, city winks of sleep as I hear her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs get me out into the night time, for walls won't hold. This sound is just an echo. Then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? Touch of a stranger, electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Does he do it that way? If they say why.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening. Come
home to Delilah. Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes.
Stephanie, welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, let's see. 10 years ago when I was in high school, I had a high school flame named Derek. And, of course, you know, it didn't last, and we separated. And going through a divorce a few months ago, I ran back into him. And the feelings that I thought that I had lost came back tenfold, if that makes sense. I have two beautiful children from my prior marriage, a 19-month-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh, my word.
Yes, and he loves them like they're his own already. We just, I never thought that I could feel this way again. And it's amazing just being next to him. I can feel in my heart the way that it feels when you're really truly in love.
So what happened, Stephanie, all those years ago in high school? Who dumped who?
Oh, he dumped me.
And has he repented for that? Has he groveled? Has he apologized
many, many
a million times over?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
many,
good. We forgive him then.
Oh, yes. He says that he wishes that he would have never done it. But he also says that, like I said, he looks at them like they're his own. And my daughter loves him. He loves my son. And I just, the way that my heart feels, even just talking about him, it gives me goosebumps.
Is he a patient man?
Yes. Yes, my 3-month-old has colic. So he's very patient. it's just amazing.
Good.
And I still can remember how your touch was so tender. It told me you cared. Until it was gone. A second once in a lifetime. Maybe too much to ask, but I swear from now on. If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll love you much better. If ever you're in my arms again, this time seeing clearly how I still need you near me. I still love you so. There's something between us that won't ever leave us. There's no letting go. We had a once in a lifetime, but I just didn't know it till my life fell apart. A second
songs of hope and inspiration, sharing stories from the heart. What's your story? What have you gone through that's made you stronger, better, smarter, wiser? What is that old saying? A smart person learns from their mistakes. A wise person learns from the mistakes of others. But a fool never learns. I hope you're not being a fool tonight. I hope you're being a wise person. Thanks for letting me slip through the airwaves. You're listening to Delilah.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bed. And we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written.
beautiful combination.
We go together like tacos on Tuesdays.
Just say, Alexa, play 106.7 Light at that. And boom, she does the rest.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead,
how can I help you tonight, Richard?
I just wanted to call up and thank you for pearls of wisdom that you dropped on me about a week ago. And you have no idea how it lifted my spirits, and I don't think it'll ever come down because of it.
What did I say? That's really smart.
It's funny, but you mentioned, you just asked if people had a productive day. And by productivity, you said, well, did you make a lot of money, or did you get the house spick and span? And then you said, I consider productivity as spending time with someone you love.
I do. My most productive days are the days that I know that I've shared my heart and been blessed by somebody that I love.
That's it. And you know, it's funny, too, because I just went through a real violent, the worst type of divorce a person could go through. And I have custody of my little boy. And my work situation is seasonal. And my ex was accusing me of being a loser, you know what I mean? And I was kind of letting that get to me, and I know I shouldn't, but I was. And then you came on with that on the radio that night, and I said, my goodness, here I am, blessed with a little boy, and I have nothing but time to spend with him, which I do. And it just, I said, nothing, that'll never bother me again.
Good for you.
Good for you. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome so much.
And you want to know something? You're a true blessing.
You have a great night. Go give your little man kisses.
Thanks.
God bless you.
You too, honey.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your counting on a new beginning, a reason for living, a deeper meaning, yeah. But I wanna stand with you on a mountain. I wanna bathe with you in the sea. I wanna lay like this forever until the sky falls down over me. And when the stars are shining brightly in the velvet sky, I'll make a wish, send it to heaven, then make you want to cry.
Me or I go Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right to.
Michael. How are you this evening?
Good, and you?
I could not be better. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could find a song for me for a special person in my life.
Sure. Who is the special person, and what would you like to tell them?
Well, it's a friend who I work with, and I'm not sure how she feels, and work kind of frowns upon the dating of coworkers. But I just, you know, I just want her to know that I think she's a wonderful person. Matter of fact, she's the one that got me listening to you about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
You have a crush on a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me her name, or will that be violating company policy?
No, her name is Christine.
Okay, so her name is Christine, and how long have you been working together?
Almost a year now.
Are you her supervisor, or is she yours?
No, ma'am. Neither one.
That's good. And is this a job that you would think of making a career out of, or is it just a job to make money?
It is a job that I am making a career out of. However, she is not.
And does she feel equally attracted to and smitten by you?
I'm not sure. We talk a lot outside of work and everything, but I'm not sure how she feels.
Okay, that's something you need to find out. So it's time for a little confession session. You need to sit down with this lady and say, I have a confession to make. I think about you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pretty much. And I'm just wondering if there's the same kind of attraction on your part, because I'm willing to throw away my career and pretty much everything else. If you'll just say yes, you'll go out and have a cup of coffee with me.
Yeah, I'm just a little fearful of that.
I will find a song for you and I will wish you luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
mountain's eyes. I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile a while for me, Sarah? Me feel like a man, not keeping me crazy, crazy. Smile a while more.
It's just about time to turn out the lights here on The Light at Night. But more music, the best music in the city, I might add, continues all night long here on New York's 106.7 Light FM. A beautiful moonlit night is on tap for us for the rest of the night. If you are up and you can see the moon, go take a look. It is breathtaking over the city. You know that in addition to this show, you can listen, download, and share my podcast. I have a great podcast. I'm so proud of it. It's called Love Someone with Delilah. I am so proud of this ever-evolving, ever-growing body of work. Head over to lightfm.com right now and click on my Delilah blog. Once you're there, you'll see each and every one of my podcasts, including the recent one, the latest one we just posted. You can also order copies of my books, Love Someone Today, Love Matters, Arms Full of Love, and of course, my latest book, One Heart at a Time. You can order those books now. You can read them and hopefully be enriched by them, inspired by them, and then share them, give them away with someone who needs to be uplifted. All that is on our website, Delilah.com. Delilah.com. I'll be back with you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock New York City with more of your requests, with your special dedications, and with love songs to inspire you all night long. In the meantime, do me a favor. You know what I'm going to ask. Take some time out of your busy Tuesday schedule tomorrow to slow down and love someone. Good night, New York City.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. Oh, but it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children will listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white